just the idea that this path came out of it, man.
Moshe Rabbeinu apologizes to Hashem. He's coming and praying, and he's saying, the nation made themselves a god of gold. Rashi over there describes that they got confused. They weren't sure what they were seeing. And they saw that the gold and silver, explains Rav Charlap, that the gold and silver would be so uplifted that Hashem would talk to them through gold. Hashem tells Moshe, I will talk to you from between the angels of the Kruvim. But they didn't know that if you want Hashem to talk to you through gold, it has to be through Hashem's commandments. You can't take your gold and say, let me make it into something and Hashem will talk to me. And what they were doing is, Hashem had just told them, you're going to build a Mishkan, you're going to take your gold, you're going to take your silver, you're going to use it to create a house that through which I connect with you. So they said, well, let us create something. If Moshe is not here, let's create a way of connecting to Hashem. That's where they made the critical mistake. When we say, I will create the system to connect to Hashem, so then a person can take a godly concept and turn it into a paganistic concept. And that's what destroyed them. The root of their approach wasn't mistaken. They had gotten a commandment in the last two parashiyot. You will take gold, you will take silver, you will build special vessels, you will connect to me through your gold and silver in creating a Mishkan. The concept was true. The application was false. And that's a mistake that's easy to make. That we take a concept in Torah and we say, okay, now I'll figure out how to apply it. It's very tempting to make that mistake. Very often we want to apply the Torah the way we think it makes sense. And if you don't study, if you're not going to get the written in the oral tradition, it's very easy to make that mistake. It's very common to make that mistake. Rabbi Akiva says he himself made that mistake. Right? You guys know the story of Rabbi Akiva and the corpse he found in the desert. Yeah, the it says that Rabbi Akiva says in the beginning of Masechet Smachot, that when a person passes away, the best thing for them is to be buried. Rabbi Akiva was once walking in the desert, he found a corpse. He said, poor body, poor Jew, there's no one around, it's a mace mitzvah, it's a big mitzvah to get him to burial, I'll take him. And he carried the corpse on his back through the desert and brought it to town. And then he went to his rabbis and said, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Eliezer, what should I do with this body? So they said, where'd you find it? He said, in the middle of the desert. They said, who was around? He said, no one was around. So they said, then why didn't you bury it? The poor body suffered all this time. You carried it, and now you're going to bring it to a Jewish cemetery. No one knows who it is, and no one. And what are you going to do with this corpse now? Bury it. You should have buried it there. The soul suffered for every step you took. You hurt the body by carrying it away and making it go through this ordeal. So Rabbi Akiva says, look at that, I worked so hard. I carried a corpse through the desert, and I had the best intentions, and yet I erred with every step I took. If you don't learn, Rabbi Akiva says about himself, and Rabbi Akiva kept quoting this throughout his life, if you don't learn, your best intentions can still lead you in the wrong direction. You have to learn, and without the tradition, the best intentions just aren't enough.